How many of you believe and know that Jesus really is coming back?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Are you really expecting him?
Yes.
We're to occupy till he comes. We're to be about the Lord's business till he comes, but we are to be watching, looking for him to come and be with us. Brother Mike, can you turn the cool off on the left-hand thermometer? Just turn it to off. Thank you. It got to be 78 in here a while ago, so I thought I'd cool it down a little bit. My nose is terribly hot outside. My text this morning is Acts chapter 1. Look who's coming back. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power. Do you have power? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you, how many of you are yous? You shall be witnesses to me. How many of you say that's me? One third. How many is it you? You shall be witnesses to me, he said, in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Wow. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, King James says, while they gazed, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. See, I have scriptural grounds for buying my white suit. Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. How many of you believe that?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
You literally believe?
Yes.
That what this Bible said that I just read to you actually happened.
Yes.
It took place. It's not somebody's fairy tale. It's the truth. All right. This was Jesus' last day on earth. You know, a lot of times what we do on the last day really amounts to something. Today is the day that my father died in 1996. Left this world. Best Christian man I've ever known. So the last day you live on this earth is premier. And what he said and did gave the church a powerful and a critical message. We need to review his message frequently. So we can always be found doing what it is that He has directed us to be doing when He returns. How many of you feel like you're always doing what God wants you to do? I see some heads shaking negative. Maybe we need to check what He said to us to inspire us to continuously. Who are you saying? Brother Nolan might say, well, Brother Lay, my goodness, I'm not always out and going so that I can do. Well, always remind Edna in the morning, are you ready to go today, Edna? And Aunt Edna can say to you, are you ready to go, Bill? He might come today. Yes. Amen? Yes. Continuously. How many have a telephone? Come on now. How many have one with you? We even have more hands. How'd that happen? How many know how to use it? You know how to dial? Are there some people out there you can call up every day and say, are you ready to go today? Remind them. This is witnessing about Him to all the world. Let us take a look at the events of Jesus' last day on this earth. There was about 500 disciples. And they all gathered in one location to hear a special announcement from Christ. Wow, the word went out. Everybody got together, the 500 disciples, they came together. Jesus is going to say something. He's risen from the dead now. This is really important. Every disciple needs to be out here. Expectations were high. What was He about to do? What was He going to tell them? Many of the disciples, you see, felt that now He would surely restore the kingdom of Israel. Well, they were ready for Him before He was crucified. They wanted Him to lead a rebellion and kick the Romans out of town and ascend to a throne. You know, they even argued over who was going to sit on His right side and His left side. And so they were looking for Him. Now He had been killed. He was crucified. Now, something that no one else has ever done, He came back to life. Rose from the dead. Surely people will see that He's got power. Now He's going to restore the kingdom and we'll get our high positions in the new government. They're putting out word now in Hogan's new administration that he's putting together. If you want a position in the Maryland government of Hogan, write in, send your SAN or your whatever, so you might get a position with Hogan. Why would I step down from what position God's already given me? Amen. After all, He did indeed promise them a new kingdom, didn't He? He even taught them to pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. So what else would the disciples be thinking? But that now is the time for His earthly kingdom. This was it. This has got to be it. Hey, James. Hey, John. Hey, you guys. We're getting together for a meeting with Jesus. He has a special announcement. What do you think it's about? I think He's going to establish a new kingdom and we're going to be in the Senate. And so they ask Him the question, Lord, will You at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus rebuked them by reminding them that They are not to concern themselves about what's in the Father's hand. He said, times or seasons, dates or future events that come under the authority of the Heavenly Father, who has all wisdom and will decide the proper time for certain events to take place, that's none of your concern. He set them straight. But Jesus does assure them that spiritual power, the very power of God Himself, will be given them through the Holy Spirit, that they can do what is important for God's kingdom, and that is to be witnesses of Jesus Christ to all the world. Say amen.
Amen.
You're not to be concerned about the kingdom of this world here. Don't be concerned when the Father gets ready to do whatever He's going to do about the eternal kingdom. He'll do it. But I'm telling you what you need to be about. You need to be about spreading the good news of the gospel concerning Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That He came to this earth. That He died on the cross for our sins and the sins of the world. And that He rose again from the dead. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody stand up right quick and tell me. Explain to me who Jesus is. Huh? He's the Son of God. Why did He come here?
To save the world from sin.
Save people from their sins. How do you get saved from your sins, John?
Be born again.
Be born again. You what? Repent.
Yes.
Believe in your heart that God hath
raised Him from the dead.
Raised Him from the dead. And you
shall be saved.
Is that a hard message to understand? How many here understand that? Sure we understand that. It's very simple. And Jesus is simply saying, be about the business of telling everybody around you about Me.
Amen.
That's it. Everybody in here knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Some say, well, I don't know how to talk to people about the Lord. All you have to do is say what we just said.
Amen.
That's what Jesus... And guess what? He said, My Father is going to give you the power.
Yes.
The authority to be able to tell people about Me. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I love it when I walk up to somebody and begin to tell them about Jesus and I see the witness of the Holy Ghost falling on them and they get quiet and their hearts open and their ears open and they turn their lives over to Jesus.
Lord, yes. Amen.
So Jesus is saying, that's what it's about. You are to be witnesses of Jesus Christ to all the world and teachers of all things that Christ has commanded. How many of you have read the New Testament? Well, how many of you ever read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? That contains all the words of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you narrow it down to Matthew 5 through 7, you get the crux of everything that Jesus taught right there. Now how many can kind of squirrel that away someplace? I know all of us don't have everything that everybody else does up here, but you know, that's pretty simple. Jesus taught us. He preached to us. He gave us His Word. And He is simply saying, teach what I've taught you.
Yes, amen.
And I'll give you the power to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a disciple of Jesus, that's your job description.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So don't be concerned about when the Lord is coming. Oh, I know it's all right to get together and say, you know, I believe He's coming soon. Look at things that are happening. It can't be long before the Lord comes. That's all right. But there are some who are setting dates and they're having conferences and trying to tell everybody this is what's pointing. How many know Jesus is about to come? I believe I could very well live until the day the trumpet sounds.
Amen.
I believe things are coming together, but that's not my concern. My concern is to be doing my job, fulfilling the job description that Jesus gave me to do.
Amen.
And you to do.
Amen. Amen.
So stop running around fretting about when the Lord's coming. Get busy and do your job.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Amen. The last unexpected event for the disciples. Jesus ascends to heaven. Now when He had spoken these things, while they watched, He was taken up. And a cloud received Him out of this. You know, while I was studying this, I was in the back of my mind trying to figure out a way that I could hook up a harness here somehow. And hook it on to one of y'all. And while I'm a preaching, you just start going up. That'd been cool, wouldn't it? Can you imagine this? How many times have you ever been standing on the street talking to somebody and all of a sudden they just start going up? Never.
No.
Never happened before except a chariot came along and got Elijah. Took him up. But Jesus is just standing there talking to them. He's talking to them, telling them the last bit of His message before He leaves. And while He's talking to them, can you get this picture in your mind? He just starts rising. And He gets up so far and there's a cloud. And He steps on that cloud, or He's in that cloud, and He just keeps gone and gone and gone. Now what would you do? Did you see what I just saw? Was that? Huh? Did what just happen? Jesus is gone. Where'd He get to? They're standing there gazing up. The disciples didn't see this coming. They were still expecting Him to rule here on the earth. They were dumbfounded. Now, when He had spoken these things, while they watched, He was taken up and a cloud received Him out of their sight. He disappeared. Jesus began to slowly rise from the earth, ascending upward into the sky above. The disciples, shocked and spellbound, gazing at this spectacular sight, they were beholding one of the most dramatic and phenomenal events ever experienced. The return of God's Son into the spiritual realm to be, hallelujah, the ascended Lord, to be the ascended mediator between God and man. Aren't you glad? He went up to be the advocate of man before the Father. Hallelujah. So He could go to the Father for our needs. He ascended, Son of God, who came out of the heavens to earth to save man. He ascended a high priest. Somebody say praise the Lord, who makes reconciliation for the sins of man. A high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. How many of you ever gone to God and said, Lord, I'm not feeling good today? Lord, I'm down. I need a lift. Lord, hear me today. And all of a sudden, the God of heaven touched your life and ministered to you because Jesus ascended the high priest to hear our infirmities. He ascended Christ, Messiah, who makes intercession, the exalted one. Hallelujah! To sit on the right hand of the Father. Ooh, glory. Some years ago, I went for a briefing in the White House. And while I was there, I got to shake George H.W. Bush's hand. While I was shaking, I said, my goodness, it's sad. I don't have anybody. I didn't bring my camera. Don't have anybody with a camera to take my picture shaking this man's hand. Well, about 3 months later, I got an envelope in the mail, and there was my picture with him shaking hands. And the White House photographer told me, I thought, whoo, I've got it sitting on my shelf. And people that have never been there before, I go get it and say, hey, here's me. I'm shaking George H.W. Bush's hand. Glory. I'm telling you what. I've got somebody. I can talk to him every day. Glory. He is known as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is Jesus who came to this earth, died on the cross, went down into the pits of hell, delivered the righteous from the hand of the enemy, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, came out of the grave, and now sits on the right hand of the Father. And any time I want to talk to him, he bends his ear over and listens.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
I can't get much better than that. There's a promise of his return in this passage. Two men stood by them in white apparel. In all probability, they were angels. They're described as men. Now, I don't know, Mike, you're going to put up the Christmas decorations after a while. If you have any angels that have long blonde hair and feminine characteristics, they're not angels. The Bible says they were men. They appeared as men. Now, ladies, don't get offended. Just please. I'm not going any further. Two men stood by them in white apparel. White represents what?
Purity,
righteousness, holiness, godliness. You can't be in heaven with a black suit on. Only down here. I'm going to trade it for a white one. Amen? All y'all are going to trade for white when the Lord comes. Amen? Two men stood by them in white apparel who said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? What are you doing here? It's obvious he's gone. Why are you still here gazing up? But that's us human beings, isn't it? We like to look. I went to visit Brother West, and he told me a little story about a man he worked for years ago. He was a preacher. Worked in the mountain or someplace. I don't know what all they did. But they were coming down the road, truckload of men. And here goes this lady on a riding a lawnmower, not many clothes on. And everybody was looking. Even the preacher looked over. And somebody said to him, aha! He said, we used to have a lawnmower like that. You ever been caught gazing?
Yes.
I'm not talking about that woman on the lawnmower. I'm talking. They call it rubbernecking on the highway when there's an accident. Slow down. See what happened. See what I can see. These guys were standing, 500 of them, in amazement, just gazing. I mean, it never happened before. How in the world does this take place? He didn't have a spacesuit on. He didn't have a jetpack on. He just started going up, received in a cloud of God's Shekinah glory.
Hallelujah.
They were so astonished by Christ's ascension, they had to be jarred out of their gazing by these two men in white apparel speaking to them a promise. Hallelujah. And I like the promise. This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, he'll not be a different Jesus. Amen. He will be the same person in person and in attitude. He's the same Lord and Savior, the same one who came to earth to save mankind. He will be the same Jesus in attitude, still loving, still caring for those who follow Him. He will be the same Jesus who promised to prepare a place for us. Hallelujah. And if He again makes a place for us, He will come again and receive us to Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. Hallelujah. It kind of, whoo, somebody's talking here. What's going on? And these two men in white apparel said, He's coming back. The same one as you saw Him go. He's coming back. You know what? John saw Him in the book of Revelation. And when John saw Him, he still had the prints in his nail, of the nails in his hand. He still had the pierce in his side from the sword or from the spear. This same Jesus. He will return, they said, in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven. Acts 1:9 says, a cloud received Him. The Greek word literally means took, lifted, supported Him. Hallelujah. Now, I've been up there at 40,000 feet in thick clouds, and we come down through those clouds in a big 747, and boy, when you're up above them, they're solid, and you think, well, you could just get out there and walk on top of them. But guess what? When that old airplane begins to come down, you've seen this many a time, Brother Bill. That old airplane begins to come down through those clouds. It rocks a little bit and goes up and down a little bit. And you say, wee, woo. But Jesus is supported by this cloud. He's able to stand on it. He's lifted up. The cloud was apparently the Shekinah glory of God sent especially for Him. Wasn't just any cloud. Jesus had told His disciples earlier that He would return to the earth in the clouds of heaven. I don't know about you, but every now and then the sun will get behind a cloud. And boy, it's brilliant. And I just look up and say, Lord, is that You? If it is, I'm about ready to leave this old F-150 and take off. Pity whoever's in the way. They should have got saved. He's coming back on clouds just like He left.
That's right. Yes.
That's what He said. That's what it's going to be like. Thus, when He returns, He will come just like He left. Paul said, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, hallelujah, shall be caught up together with them, where? In the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. One another with these words. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The old songwriter said, we are going up. We are going up. We are going up with the Lord. They'll be coming from the east. They'll be coming from the west. They'll be coming from the north. They'll be coming from the... I don't know if Southerns will go or not. So, we are going up. We are going up. We are going up with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you looking for Him?
Yes.
Are you ready for Him?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, way back, Linda and I just went up to Lancaster and we saw Moses. You need to go if you haven't been up to sight and sound and see it. You need to go see it. God told the children of Israel down in Egypt. You remember this story out of the Bible? It was after all the pestilence and all of the signs. This was the night of the Passover, when God told them to kill a pure lamb and dip hyssop in the blood of the lamb in a basin and put it on the door lintels and the side posts of the door. Because that night the death angel was coming through. And he would bypass every house that had the blood applied. How many of you have the blood of Jesus applied?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know the blood's on your... Amen. You know what else he told them? He said, I want you to cook that lamb. I want you to roast it. Don't boil it. Roast it. Make sure all the blood is... Don't you dare go to Mountain Gate now and get you a rare steak. All the blood has to be cooked out of it. Amen. Cook it, roast it over the fire. And I want you to eat all of it. Clean up your plate, kids. Eat all of it. But he said, when you're doing it, I want you to have your coat on. And I want you to have your shoes on. Because in the morning, you're leaving town. Hallelujah. Now I'm telling you, you need to be a child of God who is telling the story of the Lamb of God and meeting it out to everyone around you. You need to have the robe of salvation on and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because in the morning we're leaving. Hallelujah. We're going up. But the Lord is coming back. Do you believe it with all of your heart? Do you believe He's coming? Now, the fact is that He's coming for a people that are busy doing what God told them to do. So John, when you open those garage doors out there and the people bring their cars in to be fixed before they get out of there, you tell them about Jesus. Amen. Tell them they need the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Anybody comes in, sits down in your chair, Phyllis, to get their hair cut and fixed, including the associate pastor. Before they get out of the chair, tell them about Jesus. Amen. Mike, when you're fixing up Christmas decorations in people's houses and you're decorating things before you leave, hey, I just want you to know that I'm serving Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants to save you. Amen.
Yeah.
Tell your grocer. Tell the gas station attendant. Tell everybody you meet, be on the job. And one of these days, while you're telling somebody about the Lord, you're going to hear a trumpet. Hallelujah. Nathan, I wish you had the trumpet back there. You're going to hear a trumpet and your body is going to change. Hallelujah. You'll lose automatically, if you need to, 50 pounds. Amen. And I don't know if you're going to take that new knee up or not.
I don't care if I take it.
Amen. It's metal. It might have to stay behind. Amen. But you're going to rise just like Jesus did. And before you know it, you'll meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever. How many is looking to go?
Yes.
Are you ready right now?
Yes.
Are you ready to go? Tell somebody. Turn to somebody and tell them about Jesus right now. Tell them about the Lord. Hey, are you ready to go? Are you ready to hear the trumpet? Are you ready for Jesus to return? Amen.